It is Mugs of the Morning on KODY. We'll welcome in our first guest here, Mr. Jerry Woodruff, Lincoln County Commissioner. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Tanner. Glad to be here.
You said you had some branches down in your yard.
Yes, that's going to be one of my morning chores when I get finished here.
I know. I just mowed yesterday. Sometimes I just mow over the sticks, I'll be honest with you, and leave them. And yesterday I was like, you know, I'm going to get a bucket out. I like to keep them for my fire pit as, you know, starts the fire. And I went out and picked them all up, made it look nice. And I'm like, are you serious? And they're just everywhere.
You get to do it again today.
Everywhere. So, yeah. And it was a south wind because they blew into I had branches in my neighbor's to the north yard, which is kind of rare. So, looks like that's going to blow again all throughout the day today. Let's talk Lincoln County Commissioners. You guys had a meeting yesterday and it was a three-page agenda.
Yeah, it was a pretty full agenda for us. We had quite a number of things to deal with. Probably one of the most significant to me, and I think maybe to the citizens of Lincoln County, is something we've been kicking around maybe a month or so, and that would be the software TextMyGov.
Yeah, tell me about that.
County Clerk Becky Russell had looked into this from the standpoint of opening the lines of communication with the citizens of North Platte and Lincoln County with the county government offices and departments. This will allow communication other than just over the phone or in person. It would be text and emails, which, as you know, is dominating some of the communications anymore in these days. And Commissioner Kent Weems even mentioned yesterday, at his age, he's even texting, which surprised us all.
Old dogs can learn a lot of new tricks.
Yes, they can. But no, I think this will be something Clerk Russell had looked into this from the standpoint of getting out information at election time. Mm-hmm. The phone lines sometimes get pretty busy and overload her staff from the standpoint of conveying information, and this would be very helpful in that regard. Is kind of how this all started, the TextMyGov, but several other departments and offices in the courthouse had weighed in and said, there's some benefits for us as well. So I think that's a good thing.
So is that something you guys I think you were considering that. Is that something you guys may need?
It is. It is actually, we have approved the it's actually a 2-year commitment to this, and we're hoping to get that online and going very shortly.
Very good. Jerry Woodruff with the Lincoln County Commissioners here with us. I know we talked about this, I think, a couple weeks ago, was your Region 51 Emergency Management multi-use building. Yesterday, you were set to receive bids for that.
Yeah, and that didn't turn out so well. We did not receive any sealed bids.
Okay.
That was a little disheartening. We had one bid come in email, primarily just because of shortness of time, and we're going to reopen that. We'll revisit that next week as far as maybe setting another date to accept bids on that building. It's a busy time of year. Construction folks are busy with projects they already have ongoing. So we're hopeful that if the word gets out that this is something we would certainly like to get done for Brandon Meyer and his crew, and then for some of the other storage ability that this building would provide to the county. So we're hoping to reopen those bids again here in the very near future.
And probably a part of that is, not only is it busy time for construction season normally, but North Platte is got a little bit more construction than normal. Than they have.
There is a lot of activity in this area,
right.
And if you don't believe me, get out on the streets around rush hour, just ahead of 8 o'clock or at noontime. There's a lot of activity in this town, and that's good. We're seeing a lot of progress being made. I guess some people may not consider some of the things progress, but quite honestly, it is for the betterment and the improvement of our county and North Platte in particular.
Another item on the agenda was to consider advertising for an independent contractor for pest control.
Yeah, this came about because I think it was about 2 weeks ago we decided not to renew our contract with USDA for pest and wildlife control. We felt as though the money being spent was maybe not being utilized as best it could be. Now, this is no reflection on Barry Johnson, who was doing that work for USDA. Barry did an excellent job on a lot of aspects, especially with our prairie dog management program. Barry did a great, great job, and we'll see if we can incorporate him in into the new structure. But what we're going to do is we're going to take this over as a county entity, whether it be an independent contractor or whether we hire a seasonal part-time person or persons. So we're going to advertise for either position or for both of them, and then we'll decide as time goes by how this will best work for the citizens of Lincoln County from the standpoint of pest control, with an emphasis on the prairie dogs.
Yeah, and tell me where's the nuisance for the prairie dogs? I mean, in Lincoln County,
most of the nuisance for prairie dogs is in rangeland, and prairie dogs is a misnomer. They're not a canine.
Not at all.
They're a rodent.
Yeah.
Back Lewis and Clark expedition in early 1800s is where they got their name. But it's kind of unfortunate because they're not a dog. They're not a canine. They are a rodent. But they destroy rangeland primarily. They are quite a nuisance as far as disrupting the vegetation and, of course, the holes that and the burrows that they make. We put in place, it's probably been close to 2 years now, or going on our second year of having a management program in place where we can actually force control. And I think management is a good way to think of this, because if you want prairie dogs on your property, you're allowed to have them. It's just when they encroach on your neighbors, where we have now state statute that allows for forced control.
Talking with Jerry Woodruff here with the Lincoln County Commissioners. So I'm sure that'll be something that you guys have on the agenda down the road here even more so. You had some big employee recognitions yesterday for years of service to Lincoln County.
Yeah, that's this is really kind of an honor to be able to help honor those folks that have put in so many years of service to the county. We had two individuals from the road department, and in true fashion, very seldom do they show up to receive their honor because they're out working.
And 9 or 10, 15, whatever it was, is not a, they're usually pretty busy at that time.
Yeah, we had Randy Bullish, 15 years of service, and Tyler Younghands, 5 years of service. And it was quite an honor to present those certificates to Brian Gloss and to Jason Schultz, who will relay that information. And our sincere thanks to those two individuals. But there again, they were out working, which is pretty common to see. Now, Cheryl Orr works in the clerk's office. She was just down the hall, so just before we handed her award, she came walking down the hall so we could give her award for 10 years of service. And
kind of lean out and just say, hey, Cheryl, come on down.
Yeah, come on down. Drop what you're doing for just a few minutes. Come on down. So we really appreciate what Cheryl gets accomplished in the clerk's office. The other, the fourth one was for Deputy Brett Schmidt, 10 years of service. And it was very nice to have Sheriff Kramer and Deputy Sheriff Kramer present in the room to also help us thank Brett for his 10 years of service to the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department. Those are some pretty significant honors, and we want to sincerely express our thanks for their years of service to Lincoln County.
Absolutely. Lincoln County Board of Commissioners met yesterday. I know you did convene as the Board of Equalization. You got that fun time of the year for property tax valuations.
Oh, yes, yes. This is, it's a much needed time, though. Yeah, we had set aside yesterday afternoon to begin looking at those property evaluation protests. We spent until about 4:30 yesterday afternoon working on some of those, and we got through a pretty significant number of those as far as determining if there was some reason that maybe those valuations did need to be lowered, and in some cases that was what we accomplished. And hats off to Julie Stinger and her employees at the assessor's office. They work very diligently, and they're kind of at the butt of most of folks' anger in regards to those evaluations. But their hands are tied. They have to follow state statute and the guidelines that come down from the state. So, but we work hand in hand with them to try to accomplish lowering of some of those evaluations where it's justified. And we got a pretty good start yesterday.
You continue that? Do you do that weekly until you're done? Or?
We do it until we're done, yes. We have to have all this certified by, I think it's the 25th of July. So between now and then, there could be some all-day sessions in there to accomplish that. It kind of depends on how many of those protests we have to go over. But we'll just take an afternoon here and there and try to get through some of them. But in the years past, we've had days where we spent first thing in the morning until into the afternoon.
Jerry Woodruff with the Lincoln County Commissioners. Their meeting was yesterday. Anything else from it yesterday that you want to mention?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think we covered some really important topics there, but I do want people to be looking for this Text My Gov. It's a good way to communicate with the offices and departments of the county, and then also to contractors in the area, that emergency Region 51 Emergency Management multi-use building is something that we would like to get accomplished. We'd like to get some involvement, and sure hope we can stimulate some bids from contractors in the area.
Yeah, you get excited once you have an idea for it all, and then but you can't get started unless you have a bid.
And we have the money budgeted to do that, and not that we have to spend the money, but it's something that's very much needed for Brandon Meyer and some of his equipment and the emergency response van that needs to be in storage.
Very good. Well, Jerry, thanks so much for your time. Do you guys meet normally on Monday then next
week?
Yeah,
we normally meet on Mondays. Last week was kind of a strange deal. We met on Tuesday because last Monday was Juneteenth, the national holiday that was put in place in 2021, just a couple years ago. So we decided that the county should fall in line with the federal holiday. So last Monday was a holiday for us, and we met on Tuesday. But meetings normally are at 9 o'clock on Monday morning in the commissioner's office in the courthouse.
And I assume next Monday, the day before the 4th of July, is still normal?
Yeah, we will we'll be in session, yes.
We'll see if we can't recap. We'll have to check the schedule, maybe get you on Wednesday, because I might be ready to barbecue on next Tuesday. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if we'll be in
okay,
here.
Okay, so. Well, let's look at that. Maybe we can plan on Wednesday.
There you go. Jerry, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate all your work with Lincoln County Commissioners.
Thank you again, Tanner, for having us.